请翻到历代志上二十八章第一节。
Please turn to your Bible, First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上第二十八、二十九两章的内容和我们今天所做的事有密切的关系。
The contents of First Chronicles 28 and 29 are closely related to what we are doing today.
这两章圣经记载了以色列人如何为了建造圣殿而奉献。
These two chapters is the record of how the Israelites gave offerings to the temple project.
今天是我们为了建堂而任献，让我们先来了解一下圣经的教导。
Today we are giving pledges to the building project. So let us get an understanding of the Bible teachings first.
好，请和我一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们求你真理的圣灵这时候照亮我们的心，解开你话语的奥秘，让我们能够明白。我们也感谢主今天给我们这个机会，可以诚心乐意的为你的殿而献上我们的一份心意。我们求主祝福一下这段时间，亲自和我们说话。祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。请大家注意，二十八章第一节起是大卫对以色列人说话，九节起是大卫对他的儿子所罗门说话，两次所说的话都与建殿有关系。
Please note that starting from chapter 28, verse 1, David is speaking to the Israelites. Starting from verse 8, David is speaking to his son Solomon. Both speeches are related to the temple project.
请听我读一二节，大家看圣经。
Please listen, please follow along as the pastor reads the Bible, the first and second verse.
二十八章第一节，大卫召聚以色列各支派的首领和轮班服侍主的军长与千夫长、百夫长。掌管王和王子产业牲畜的，并太监及以及大能的勇士，都到耶路撒冷来。大卫王就站起来说：“我的弟兄，我的百姓啊，你们当听我言。我心里本想建造殿宇，安放耶和华的约柜，作为我神的脚凳。我已经预备建殿的建造的材料。”第三节，请我们一起同声来读。
Let's read together, verse three.
只是神对我说：“你不可为我的名建造殿宇，因你是战士，流了人的血。”这里我们看到，不是任何人都可以为神建殿。神对大卫说：“你不可以为我的名建造殿宇。”
Here we see not anyone can build a house for God. God told David, "You are not to build a house for my name."
请大家跳到第六节，我们一起来读第六节。
Let's read together verse six.
一起来。耶和华对我说：“你儿子所罗门必建造我的殿和院宇，因为我拣选他做我的子，我也必做他的父。”这里我们看到建殿是神的拣选，神拣选所罗门来建造他的殿和院宇。
Here we see building a house for God is by God's choosing.God has chosen Solomon to build his house and his courts.
好，请听我读第九节，然后大家一起读第十节。
Please follow along in verse 9 and we will read together verse 10.
第九节，我儿所罗门啊，你当认识耶和华你父的神，诚心乐意地侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见；你若离弃他，他必永远丢弃你。第十节，一起来。
First, stand together. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a temple as a sanctuary. Be strong and do the work.
好，那这里我们看到建殿不但是出自于神的拣选，并且要刚强，要刚强才能做成这个工。
Here we see not only building a house for God is by God's own choosing.But you also need to be strong in order to do the work.
第十一节到十九节是一个单元，请听我读第十一节，然后大家读第十九节。
And verse 11 to 19 is a unit. Please follow along verse 11, and we will read together verse 19.
第十一节，大卫将殿的油廊、旁屋、府库、楼房、内殿和施恩所的样式。样式只是他儿子所罗门。第十九节，我们一起来读。来， 大卫说，这一切工作的样式都是耶和华用手画出来使我明白的。这里我们看到建殿不是人自己想建就建，而是其中必须有神的参与和引导。
Here we see building God's house is not out of man's own will. It has to have God's involvement and leading.
第二十节，我们一起来读。
Let's read together verse 20.
大卫又对他儿子所罗门说，你当刚强壮胆去行，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为耶和华神就是我的神，与你同在，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，直到耶和华殿的工作都完毕了。这里我们看到建殿的人应当要刚强壮胆，因为神与我们同在，所以我们要信靠神，只等到建殿的工作都完毕了。
Here we see the temple builders should be strong and courageous, for God is with us, so we will trust God till all the work is done.
第二十九章我们也选几节来读。
We will also select a few verses from chapter 29.
请大家读第二十九章第一节一起来。
Let's read verse 1 together.
大卫王对会众说，我儿子所罗门是神特选的，还年幼娇嫩，这功臣甚大，因这殿不是为人，乃是为耶和华神做的。好，这里我们看到一个很重要的原则，建殿的目的不是为人，乃是为了神。
Here we see a very important principle. The purpose of building a temple is not for man, but for God.
下面要请大家先读第六节，然后接着读第九节。
Next, we will read verse 6 and then verse 9.
好，一起来，第六节。于是众族长和以色列各支派的首领、千夫长、百夫长，并监管王宫的官长，都乐意奉。好，第九节。因这些人诚心乐意献给耶和华，百姓就欢喜，大卫王也大大欢喜。这里我们看到众人献上的时候，他们是诚心乐意，欢欢喜喜的献上。
Here we see that when people give, they give freely and wholeheartedly and with great joy.
最后我们要读十四节跟十六节。
Lastly, we are going to read verse 14 and 16.
我们先读十四节来。我算什么，我的名算什么，竟能如此乐意奉献，因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你而得的献给你。十六节，耶和华我们的神啊，我们预备这许多材料，要为你的圣名建造殿宇，都是从你而来，都是属于你的。啊，这里看到哈，他们对任献哈，对奉献有个基本的认识，他们知道一切都是属于神的。他们是将从神而来的献给神。
Here we see they have a basic understanding of the offering. They know everything belongs to God. They are giving back to God what comes from God.
现在我们来复习一下建堂的原因、目的跟方法。
Now we'll review the reason, purpose, and means of the building project.
那我们非常感谢主，他祝福我们的教会，让我们在各方面增长。那现在到了可以为主建堂的地步。
Praise the Lord. He blesses our church, making us grow in different areas to a point that we are able to build a house for the Lord.
因为建堂牵涉到所有的弟兄姐妹，所以我们对一些基本的问题必须有明确的答案。
Since the building project involves all brothers and sisters, so we should have clear answers to some basic questions.
第一，我们为何建堂？第二，我们是为了谁而建堂？第三，我们如何建堂
？First, why are we doing it? Second, for whom are we doing it? Third.How are we doing it?
换句话说，建堂的原因、目的和方法是什么
？In other words, what is the reason, purpose, and means of the building project?
这三个问题的答案都是同一个字，那就是神。
The answer for the three questions is the same word, and it is God.
我们非常清楚，我们建堂是因神而建，为神而建，也是靠神而建。
We know clearly that we undertake this building project because of God, for God.And by God.
那建堂的原因是因神而建，因为神他使万事都互相效力，各种因素配合，使我们今天有建堂的机会。
The reason for this building project is because of God, because God has made all things work together, all elements fall in line, that we now have today's opportunity.
我们知道，如果不是神带领我们，给我们开路，我们今天也不可能见他。
If it's not God's leading, if He hadn't opened doors for us, we wouldn't be able to have this building project.
在我们教会的历史上，曾经多次提过建堂，但是从来没有今日的进展。
In our church's history, people have talked about building project many times, but never have been able to make the progress as we have today.
那为什么会这样？我想，因为神有他的时间，因为神有他的计划。
Why is it so? Because God has His time, God has His plan.
那传道书说，拆毁有时，建造有时，神造万物，各按其时，成为美好。
In Ecclesiastes it says, there is a time to tear down and a time to build. God has made everything beautiful in its time.
因为神要我们建堂，所以我们才能建堂。神的时候到了，他就使事情成为美好。
We build because God wants us to build. He makes all things beautiful when His time comes.
那建堂的目的是为神而建，就像大卫所说的，这殿不是为人，乃是为耶和华神建造的。
The purpose of this building project is for God. Like David said, for the temple is not for man, but for the Lord God.
那弟兄姐妹，我们不是为了一个啊。更美观、更舒适的聚会场地而建堂，我们是为了神的名，为了福音的发展，为了教会未来的事工而建这个堂。
We are not undertaking this project because we want a more beautiful and comfortable meeting place. We are doing it for God's name, for the spreading of the gospel, and for the church's future ministry.
建堂的方法是靠神而建，我想这一点很多弟兄姐妹有切身的体会。
The means to build is by God. Of this, many brothers and sisters have personal experiences.
因为我们真的是遇到过很多的困难，我们知道说很多因素不是我们所能够控制的，都是靠着神给我们开路，我们才有今天的进展。
For we have faced many difficulties before, and we know there are many factors that are not in our control. It is only because God opened doors for us that we are where we are today.
说到倚靠神，那就必须要祷告，不停的祷告，有信心的祷告，而且是同心合意的祷告。
For us to rely on God, to depend on God, we need to pray unceasingly, pray in faith, and pray in agreement.
那我们前面还有很多的挑战啊，我们也知道这个堂，一天没有建成，我们的祷告一天不能停止，因为我们是靠着神来建这个堂。
There are still many challenges ahead of us.And we won't stop praying while the building is not complete, for we are depending on God.
我想我们基督徒不管做什么事，其实可以常常问自己这三个问题哈：我是不是因神而做？是不是为神而做？那是不是靠神而做
？There are three questions that we Christians can always ask ourselves when we undertake a task: Am I doing this because of God? Is it for God? Is it by God?
那建堂的时候，我们需要有建堂的原则哈。原则对我们来说就是方向哈，有了原则就是掌握好了方向。
When we have a building project, then we need to have principle, guiding principles, and the principles will steer us to the right course.
我们建堂的原则就是三个 F 哈，信心的原则、专注的原则跟财务的原则。
So we have three F's in our principles: the principles of faith, the principles ofa focus and the principles of finance.
那这三个原则，我们的弟兄姐妹做得很好。
And our brothers and sisters have been doing this well on these three principles.
所谓信心的原则，就是以信心来祷告，以信心奉献，以信心与主同工。这三件事情，很多弟兄姐妹都在做。
And for the principle of faith, it means to pray in faith, give in faith.And work with God in faith.
我非常感谢主，因为他兴起一批祷告的同工，每个礼拜大家一起谦卑的到神的面前来一起诚心的祷告。
Praise the Lord, He raised up a group of prayer partners. Every week, people come humbly before God to offer their sincere prayers.
也有很多人，他们是用信心来奉献，用信心来与主同工。像上个礼拜，很多人听到我们弟兄所做的见证。心里很受感动，看到我们的神，他真是又真又活的神。
A lot of people are giving in faith, working with God in faith. Last week, we have heard our brother's testimony. Many people are touched. We see our God indeed is a true and living God.
专注的原则就是说，在建堂的时候呢，我们还是会专心的敬拜，专心的传福音，专心的造就门徒。我们不会因为忙着建堂就忘记了神给我们的责任。
The principle of focus means we will focus on worship, evangelism, and discipleship during the construction period. We won't forget our God-given responsibilities just because we have a building project in hand.
大家知道，在建堂的时候，我们会暂时用其他教会的场地来聚会。我们不会说是因为换了一个地方，换了一个时间，就随随便便很懒惰。我们反而会比平常更专心的来敬拜神。
As you know, during construction time, we will be using other churches' facilities, and we won't be lazy just because we have changed our meeting times and the place of meeting. But we will be focused more than usual when we worship God.
那传福音也是一样啊，我非常感谢主，因为近年来真是看到我们弟兄姐妹带了很多的人信主，很多人受浸啊，归入耶稣基督的名下。
The same goes on to evangelism. Praise the Lord, many people were converted and baptized into the name of Jesus Christ through the faithful witnesses of our brothers and sisters.
我不晓得你们知不知道，我们教会受浸的比率是全国平均的五倍。
And I wonder if you know that our church's baptismal ratio is 5 times better than the national average.
所谓受浸比率就是会员的数字和一年之中受浸人数的比率。
The baptismal ratio is the ratio between the number of church members and the number of people baptized in a year.
美南浸信会全国的受浸比率大概是50:1。
The national average of the Southern Baptist is 50:1.
就是每50位会员一年之中带一个人信主受浸。
It means that for every 50 church members, there's one that is brought to baptism.
换句话说，一个100人的教会一年之中只有2个人受浸。
In other words, if you have a church of 100 members, there are 2 baptisms in a year. Two persons get baptized in a year.
我们教会大概是10:1，是全国的5倍。
Our church is 10:1, is 5 times the national average.
这表示主耶稣他丰盛的生命在我们当中，许多弟兄姐妹向人传福音，领人归主。我们感谢赞美我们的主。
This means the abundant life of Jesus Christ is flowing through our church. Our brothers and sisters are doing the work of evangelism and leading people to Christ. Praise the Lord.
我们建堂的时候不会因为建堂分心，我们反而会比现在更积极的去传福音，造就门徒。
We won't be sidetracked during the construction time, but instead we will be more focused on evangelism and discipleship.
最后那个原则是财务的原则。
The last principle is the principle of finance.
那建堂所需要的钱从哪里来？
Where does the building fund come from?
主要是来自于你们的奉献。
It comes from your offering.
我们不会用世俗的方法来筹款。
We won't raise funds using secular methods.
那社会上有些筹款的方法是很操纵性的，不诚实的，而且是很世俗，没有信心的成分的。
In the society, there are some methods that are very manipulative, dishonest and worldly, without the element of faith.
还有就是，我说过，我们不会向银行大量的借款。
And as I have mentioned before, that we will not get a big loan from the bank.
大量的借款会造成教会的负担，会影响以后的事工。
A big loan will burden the church and will hinder our future ministry.
我们教会从来没有欠过钱。
Our church never owed people money.
我们教会从来没有负过债。
Never was in debt.
那这次也不打算向银行借很多的钱。
And this time we don't plan on taking out a big loan from the bank.
最好是可以不借。
Best of all, if we don't have to take a loan at all.
那以上是建堂的三个 F 的原则，现在我们来看一下建堂的顺序。
So that's the three F's, the three principles, and now let us take a look of the building order.
那从一开始神给我一个很清楚的意象，就是建造教会必须按照顺序来。
And from the beginning, God gave me a clear vision what we need to do in order to build up a church.
就是要先建造圣徒，再建造圣殿，先建造教会，再建造教堂。
It is to first build up the saints, then the sanctuary. First build up the church, then the chapel.
那圣徒跟圣殿有什么区别？教会跟教堂有什么区别？
What's the difference between saints and sanctuary? What's the difference between church and chapel?
圣徒是人，圣殿是房子。
Saints are people and sanctuary is a house.
教会是人，教堂是房子。
Church is people and chapel is a house.
那建造人跟建造房子哪一个比较重要？
To build people and to build a house, which one is more important?
那建造人更重要。
It's more important to build people.
所以以弗所书第四章这样说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
In Ephesians, it tells us that it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
圣经所说的建立基督的身体就是圣徒的建造，也就是我们这些人。
What the Bible says about building up the body of Christ is indeed to build up the saints, which is us.
那我很感谢神，这些年来给我真的是赐给我很多的同工，我们一起来建立基督的身体。
I thank the Lord that these years He has given me many co-workers. Together we build up the body of Christ.
有人带领崇拜，有人教导神的话语，有人发展团契，还有人就是很多人，还有很多人传福音。
And some people lead worship, some people teach the word of God, and some people develop fellowships, and a lot of people do evangelism.
要是没有这些弟兄姐妹同心建造基督的身体，我们教会不会有今日的光景。
Without the building up of the body of Christ together, we won't be where we are today.
上个主日我给大家看了一张图表，这个图表叫做门徒的十字架。
Last Sunday, I showed all of you a diagram, and this diagram is called the Disciples' Cross.
这个图表代表我个人的信念，也代表我这个牧会的观念。
This diagram represents my personal conviction as well as my ministry philosophy.
这张图表有五个部分，它是从一个门徒训练的课程里面拿出来的。
It's taken from a discipleship class, and it has five parts.
它的中心是耶稣基督，表示每个基督徒和教会都应当以基督为中心。
His heart is Jesus Christ, which means each Christian and church should be Christ-centered.
那现在很多教会它是以灵恩为中心，以繁荣福音为中心，不是以基督为中心。
Nowadays, many churches are charisma-centered, prosperity gospel-centered, but not Christ-centered.
那很多人认为，只要我相信神垂听祷告，有求必应，我就有足够的理由成为一个基督徒。可是他不知道自己需要认罪悔改，接受耶稣为救主。
Many people thought as long as I believe God listens to prayers and He grants all my wishes, that's sufficient ground for me to become a Christian. It never occurs to him or her that he needs to repent of his sins and accept Jesus Christ as his.
我们教会相信耶稣基督是我们信仰的中心，十字架是福音核心的信息。
But our church believes that Jesus Christ is the center of our faith. The cross is the core of the gospel message.
那这张图表有四个方向，向上是敬拜跟祷告。
There are four directions on this diagram. Upward is worship and prayer.
那感谢主，他在我们教会兴起祷告的人。上个礼拜三的祷告会人特别多，有五十位弟兄姐妹一起来为建堂祷告。
We praise the Lord that He raised up prayer people in our church. Last Wednesday in our prayer meeting, we have high attendance. We have 50 people come and pray for our building project.
大家知道向下扎根就是扎根于神的话语，向内是团契，向外是宣教跟传福音。
Downward is to be rooted in God's word.Inward is fellowship, outward is mission and evangelism.
这些年来我们教会在神的话语上下了很多的功夫，现在我们教会不读圣经的人变成少数民族。
The last few years, we have spent a lot of effort in God's word. And now in our church, those that do not read the Bible become the minority.
弟兄姐妹现在很爱慕神的话语，把自己建立在真理的根基之上。
Our brothers and sisters love the word of God, and they are well established upon its truth.
说到团契，你们知道我们除了波人团契，现在我们多出了 USC 跟 UCL 的团契，还有一个妈妈小组。
And for our fellowship group, besides our Bellman Fellowship, we have two campus Bellman Fellowship also, in addition to the church Bellman. So we have USC and UCLA campus fellowship and a mother's fellowship.
还有我们喜乐团契、家庭团契都是很忠心的在聚会。
And our joy fellowship and the family fellowship continue to meet regularly.
因为有团契，我们弟兄姐妹才能够大家认识彼此相爱，就跟一家人一样，所以为什么觉得我们教会特别温暖，有团契的缘故。
And because of fellowship, our brothers and sisters get to know each other, and they will love one another like a family.
宣教方面，我想最明显的差别就是现在成年人的弟兄姐妹开始参加宣教。
And on the mission front, the biggest difference is that our adults are also involved, and they are mobilized.
从前讲到宣教就讲到是一些 teenagers 他们去参加一些宣教的活动，现在不是这样。
And long time ago when we talk about mission, we think about some teenagers getting involved in some activities, but it's not so anymore.
那最近几年我们教会的短宣队去贝里斯，去中国大陆，去了非洲，去印第安保留区，而去的几乎都是成年人。
And in the last few years, we have mission teams that went to Belize, to mainland China, to Africa, to the Indian reservation. And those that went, all these missionaries, mostly are adults.
那教会是在上下内外四个方向平衡的发展。
So the church is growing and developing in a balanced way, upward, downward, inward, and outward.
那我们也知道我们还有很多地方需要努力的。
And we know that there are still a lot of work that we need to do.
但是感谢神，我们在朝正确的方向发展。
But praise the Lord, we are growing in the right directions.
那关于建造圣殿方面，我希望大家能够看到神已经为我们所预备的。
And concerning building the sanctuary, I want all of us to see what God has prepared for us.
首先神预备了建殿的人员。
First, God has prepared the builders.
神预备了祷告的同工，神预备了建筑的团队，神也预备了我们所有会众的心。
God has prepared prayer co-workers and building team and also the whole congregation.
虽然一开始有不同的意见，可是我们会众却以三分之二以上的大多数通过了建堂的议案。
Even though initially there was some opposition, but our congregation has passed the building proposal by a two-third majority.
那现在神又动工哈。让我们全部都看到他的作为，大家都很喜乐，都愿意同心为主建堂。
And now God also worked in our hearts that the whole church will see His works, that we are joyous and we will build for the Lord.
第二是神为我们预备了建筑的许可。
Secondly, God has prepared the building permit.
这个许可我们等了很久，中间也遇到挫折，可是终于上个月神给我们拿到这个许可。
And we have waited a long time for this permit, and we had a lot of challenges in the process, but last month we got the permit.
第三就是神预备了聚会的场地。
And thirdly, God has prepared a meeting place for us.
本来很多人在问说这里要拆掉建堂，那我们去哪里聚会？
And many people have asked me, once we start construction on site,demolish this building, where are we going to meet?
那一个多星期之前，我们发现神已经给我们预备了一个又好又不花钱的地方。
And about a week ago, we realized that God has prepared a very good place for us and is even rent-free, really beyond, above and beyond what we could have imagined.
超过我们所求所想的。还有就是神已经预备了一半以上的资金。
God has already prepared more than half of the fund.
我们建堂初步的估计需要390万美金。
Our initial estimate for the building project is 3.9 million.
感谢神，他已经给我们预备了一半以上，现在还缺少的大概是170万。
Praise the Lord, he has prepared more than half of the funding. Now what we need is 1.7 million.
我们怎么会有现在的这笔钱呢？
How do we have this amount on hand right now?
不是谁给了我们一大笔钱，而是全教会弟兄姐妹的奉献。
It is not because anyone gave us a big sum of money. It is because the whole church, all of the brothers and sisters gave.
是一年又一年我们存下来的。
And it is year by year we have saved money.
很奇妙，就是我们教会奉献出去很多。
And it's a wonderful thing that every year our church gave a lot of money to other organizations.
我们支持很多的福音机构跟宣教士。
We support a lot of missionaries and a lot of other organizations.
你也知道我们的拉丁梦的宣教奉献每年都拿第一。
And you also know that our Latin Moon offering every year we are number one in our association.
可是神给我们的更多，叫我们年年有余。
And yet God gave us even more that every year we have left over.
关于建殿最后一点，就是神在邀请你跟他同工。
And concerning building the sanctuary, God is inviting you to work with him.
那弟兄姐妹，神在邀请你与他同工，为他建造圣殿。
Dear brothers and sisters, God is inviting you to work with him to build the sanctuary.
我们刚刚看到，不是每一个人神都拣选他为他建殿。
We have seen earlier that not everyone God has chosen to build the sanctuary for him.
神不选大卫，可是选上了所罗门。
God did not choose David, but chose Solomon.
谁能够为神建殿，这要看神的旨意。
Who can build for the Lord? It is God's will.
在过去，西区教会也有人想要建堂，为什么会等到今天呢？
In the past, there were people that wanted to build a church building for our West LA church, but why we wait till today?
因为这是神的旨意，因为神他拣选了你跟我来为他建堂。
And because this is God's will, God have chose you and me to build for him.
这并不是因为你跟我比别人更好。
It is not because we are better than anyone else.
而是神特殊的恩典。
It is because God's special grace.
他让我们在这件事情上有份。
He led us to take part in this construction.
就是对我自己来说，我觉得我能够参加建堂，我非常的兴奋。
And for me personally, I feel very excited about getting involved in the building project.
我是不会错过这个机会的。
I will not pass this opportunity up.
这种少有的经历，我是不会错过的。
These are rare opportunities. I will not pass it up.
那我会参加全部的过程。
I will be involved in the whole process.
我会出钱，也会出力。
I will give money. I will put in the effort.
也会祷告。
And also pray.
会跟所有的弟兄姐妹来同工。
I will work with brothers and sisters.
会跟神同工。
And I will work with God.
我希望我们弟兄姐妹也接受神的邀请。
I hope our brothers and sisters will take up the invitation from God.
把握这个难得的机会与神同工。
Take the opportunity and work with God.
最后就是要跟大家讲一讲关于钱的观念。
Lastly, we want to talk about funding, money.
因为建堂需要钱，所以我们先来谈一下奉献。
Because for a building project, we need money, so we will talk about offering.
关于奉献跟大家说明一下三个观念。
And about concerning offering, I want to talk about three concepts.
第一，奉献就是承认神的主权，将属于神的献给神。
Giving offering is to acknowledge God's ownership, giving back what belongs to Him.
大卫在为献殿祷告的时候，他对神说：“我算什么？我的名算什么？竟能如此乐意奉献，因为万物都从你而来， 我把从你而得的献给你。
In the prayer of David, he said, But who am I and who are my people, that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand.
那第二个观念就是献的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
And the second concept is that God loves a cheerful giver.
刚才我们看到会众献上的时候都是非常的喜乐的献上。
And we have read from the scripture that when the people gave, they are cheerful.
哥林多后书有一句话我读给大家听。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7 says, Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
第三个观念我觉得需要解释一下。
The third one, I think it needs some explanation.
这是献的多少不是看你所给的，而是看你所留的。
And the amount of your offering is not determined by what you give, but what you keep.
福音书里记载了一件事，就是有一个穷寡妇，她献了两个小钱，她得到耶稣的称赞。
In the book of the gospel, there's a recording about a poor widow that gave two small coins, and yet Jesus praised her.
这个故事大家都知道，可是却常常被人所误解。
And we all know about this story, but it often is misunderstood.
圣经虽然说得很清楚，但是大家还是会误解它。
Even the Bible recorded very clearly, but many people still misunderstood it.
如果我说寡妇的两个小钱，你心里会想到什么？
If I say the two small coins of the widow, what do you think about?
那很多人就想说，这表示一个人他奉献的很少，只能算是寡妇的两个小钱。
So what comes to your mind is that somebody gave very little, and that is the two small coins of the widow.
那这样理解对不对呢？
Is this correct?
那我们来看看圣经是怎么说的。
Let us see what the Bible says.
我就直接读圣经哈。
I'll read from the Bible.
耶稣对银库坐着。看众人怎样投钱入库，有好些财主往里投了若干的钱，有一个穷寡妇来往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。
And he sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury. And many rich people were putting in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which amount to a cent.
耶稣叫门徒来说，我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余拿出来往里投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
Calling his disciples to him, he said to them, Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury.For they all put in out of their surplus, but she out of her poverty put in all she owned, all she had to live on.
请注意耶稣所说的话，耶稣他说，这个穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多。
Please note that Jesus said, Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury.
那明明很少，才两个小钱。为什么耶稣却说比众人更多？
Didn't she just give two small coins? Why did Jesus say she gave more than the other contributors?
耶稣说这是因为别人都是把有余的奉献出来，而这个寡妇却是把她一切养生的都投上了。
And it's because other people gave out of their surplus, and yet this poor widow gave all that she owned and all that she lived on and gave it all.
那耶稣所看到的不是他给出多少，而是他留下多少。
What Jesus saw is not how much she gave, it's how much you or her or anyone keeps for themselves.
这个穷寡妇她只有两个小钱，可是那是她一切养生的。
Even though this is only two small coins, but it is all that she has and all that she can live on.
她没有为自己 留什么，全部奉献出去，所以耶稣她给了更多。
She did not keep anything for herself, and she gave everything. And Jesus said she gave more than anyone else.
那也请大家注意，那个寡妇手里是有两个小钱。
And please note that she has two small coins.
在当时有一种钱币是小钱，有一种钱币是大钱。那两个小钱等于一个大钱。
And back then there were different kinds of coins, and two small coins is equal to one big coin. And she had two small coins.
如果她手里只有一个大钱，那就没办法，她要奉献就是把整个大钱丢进去，总不能把它切两半。
If she had one big coin instead of two small coins, then she could do is just gave the whole coin.
可是她手上却有两个小钱。
But yet she actually had two small coins.
她可以留一个给一个。
She could have kept one for herself and gave one.
可是她没有这样做。
But she didn't do that.
她把两个都给出去了。
She gave both of them.
没有保留。
She did not keep any.
所以耶稣说她给的更多。
So Jesus said she gave more.
那根据这个原则，我认为我自己没有做到寡妇的两个小钱。
And according to this principle, I knew that I have not given like the poor widow the two small coins.
你们知道我跟师母任献多少
？You know how much my wife and I have pledged to give.
但是我们不敢说自己所奉献的是寡妇的两个小钱。
But yet we dare not claim that we have given the two small coins of the widow.
如果是那样说，就表示我们把一切养生的全部奉献出去，家里什么都不剩了。
If we have said that, it means that we have given everything that we own, everything that we live on.
我们所敢说的哈，我们敢说的就是我们是很诚心乐意的奉献。
What we can say is that we are giving cheerfully and wholeheartedly.
这段时间师母跟我都很喜乐。
And this time we are very joyous.
我们感谢神，让我们可以这样奉献，在这个事情上有份。
We praise the Lord. We give thanks to Him that we can take part and we can have a part in this.
最后要跟大家解释的就是什么是任献。
Lastly, I want to explain what is a pledge.
因为我马上就要任献了，我希望大家明白自己是在做什么。
Because we are going to do this pledging very soon, I hope you all understand what you are doing.
那什么是任献
？What is pledge?
任献就是对神设下应许，并且立志履行。
To pledge is to make a promise to God that you fully intend to keep.
任献的对象是神，你在任献单上所写的就是你对神的应许。
The one that you pledge to is God. What you write on the pledge form is your promise to God.
对神的应许必须要履行。
Your promise to God must be carried out.
传道书五章五节说：“你许愿不还，还不如不许。你向神任献，就表示你答应神，你一定会这样做。”
It is better that you should not vow than you should vow and not pay.
那第二，任献是自愿的，因为你心里有感动才去做。
And pledge is a voluntary act motivated by the prompting of your heart.
那任献的时候不要感到为难，也不要感到勉强。
And when you pledge, do not feel reluctant or be under compulsion.
你愿意了才去做，不愿意的话就不需要做。
You only do it because you are willing. If you are not willing, don't do it.
最后就是建堂任献呢，是十一奉献之上额外的奉献。
Lastly,The building pledge is an extra offering given above and beyond your regular tithes.
我们平时的奉献叫做十一奉献，那建堂奉献是在十一奉献之外另外再奉献。
Our regular giving is called tithes, and the building pledge, building offering is beyond, is above, is other than your regular tithes.
那个建堂奉献不是说把你平时的奉献改一改，改成建堂奉献。
And the building offering is not that you make changes to your regular offering, you turn it into a building offering.
而是说你心里面有感动，愿意在平时的奉献之上，另外再为建堂而奉献。
Is that you are so moved in your heart that you are willing to give, on top of your regular offering, that you give the building offering.
我来读两节相关的经文。
Lastly, I'll read two verses that are concerning this.
申命记二十三章二十三节说：“你嘴里所出的，就是你口中应许、甘心所献的，要照你向耶和华你神许的愿，谨守遵行。”
Deuteronomy 23:23, you shall be careful to perform what goes out from your lips, just as you have voluntarily vowed to the Lord your God what you have promised.
这节圣经是关于许愿，那任献就是你向神许愿。
This verse is about vow, and a pledge is a kind of vow.
那请注意几个关键的字眼啊。
There are some key words.
许愿是对神的应许。
To vow is to vow toward God.
好，许愿是甘心的。
It's voluntary.
那许愿是需要谨守遵行的。
And it needs to be carried through.
那下面一节经文因为非常的浅白，所以不用解释，我读一遍就好了。
The next verse is very clear. I will just read it.
你向神许愿，偿还不可迟延，因他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你许的愿应当偿还。你许愿不还，不如不许。
When you make a vow to God, do not delay in fulfilling it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it.
那最后结束，让我读一段大卫对他儿子所罗门所说的话。
And in conclusion, let me read a verse from David when he speaks to his son Solomon.
好，历代志上二十八章二十节，大卫又对他儿子所罗门说：“你当刚强壮胆去行，不要惧怕，不要惊慌，因为耶和华神就是我的神，与你同在。”他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，直到耶和华殿的工作都完毕了。
1 Chronicles 28:20 David also said to Solomon his son, Be strong and courageous, and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God my God is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work of the services of the temple of the Lord is finished.
弟兄姐妹，让我们用勇敢的心来为主建堂。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us do the building with courage and bravery.